When everything calms down, quiets down, when we can look at it and say, yeah, it was worth the wait, worth sticking around for, worth being patient for. Because I say to you the same thing you should think about me. I'll keep making progress. If you left and came back later, I'd be further along the road than I was before. And I hope that you're here for as much of the walking as you can stand. But right now, lay back. It's not really the time for standing, or for introspection, beyond the kind that's done together, and that might go off in any direction. You know a little more, a small confession made here in this moment. And hopefully that's enough that you can sink deeper, more comfortable in the knowledge that I'm not entirely comfortable with being cavalier, more comfortable in the knowledge that my actions are considered, as I think yours toward me will be, more comfortable in the knowledge that we're pretty much the same, all of us. Sleep. Learn. I will too. Think about your body exposed to my voice, how it reacts and interacts, the idea of your entire body devoted to small improvements, to aspirations toward a voice, toward an admission, admission into my mind, doing back to me the very thing I'm doing to you. That is the pinnacle of devotion, to try to intuit my fetishistic thoughts about you, to try and intuit what I think about you who listens. And therefore to get a glimpse inside where the kind of fetish flows that hide in you truly spring from. The movement of one desire or another, the tingling and twitching and squeezing of your body I so adore. And here I admit some of the things I enjoy, I admit some of the things I adore. I allow you to glimpse through the door and at me. The idea of your thoughts becoming more and more disorganized as you listen, the idea of your thoughts becoming warmer and more orgasmic as your body is my co-conspirator, sending, tingling, jetting, darting pleasure, lust, and desire up into your head, sending sparks up your spine that also connect to your nerves where they touch your skin, where your skin touches clothing or surface, where your skin touches your mind, your body, where you feel everything interconnected and interwoven, and the pleasure sensations running up it just makes you preoccupied with doing nothing but feel the pleasured spark, the squeezing of your ass, the warm need in your belly, your entire mind and body devoted to one singular purpose, which is to feel, to craft an experience and an experiment in you as the test subject, as the incubator for desire and idea, as the feedback, as the perfect test location, your mind and body caught up in the drain and the pleasure of it, you caught up in the warm tingling of it. Your entire body is warm, but now your body's also slicked down with my voice dripping honey. Yeah, I like honey imagery, dripping over your brain, down over your body, filling out your limbs, making your nerves tingle, your entire body feeling puppeted and brought along on a journey where my words simply flow from me, and where you're never quite sure if I have full control of them, like watching somebody rein and ride a bucking bull, following along in your mind, but sometimes that spirit that you are what I am riding, trying to find a way in, a way to pacify a wily and moving mind, well, that's where we are now. Your brain follows along, and I admit I love the idea of you feeling pleasure from unaccustomed places, from unusual locales, adding new pleasure, emphasizing it, letting it play through all of you. That's the capstone, and you intuit your way back along the words and signals I am sending, back along the way to my voice, back along the way to me. You hear and listen, and I give you emphasis and desire, addition and information. Clench your ass and feel your whole body vibrate and shiver. It feels good, and your mind is a toy, a puppetry here, here on display, not just for I, but for you. Yes, display to you is another thing I love. When someone is desirous and hypnotized and sinking deep, they sometimes go, wow, I really am sinking. Wow, I really am forgetting. Wow, I can't remember any of that. That wow factor where you surprise yourself, where the puppetry of your body is really so much more pleasurable than you expected, where the moment of my interface with you is really so much more manifest of your desires than you ever thought could be the case. That is you and I listening and tingling. Trembling and learning as all around your body the warm information of my voice moves down and forms new pleasure in your musculature. It starts to make you tingle and tense to hear